This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, talking about public civility in our fair city. In a recent guest column in the Moscow Pullman Daily News, Roy Atwood, president of New St. Andrews College, NSA, an elder of Christ Church, mentions the boycott of Christ Church businesses as an example of how deeply divided Moscow is. Atwood seems to forget that the name-calling and trash-talking, such as calling me a banshee, a God-hater, and a terrorist sympathizer, started with Atwood and his colleagues. On a regular basis, Wilson leads his congregation in imprecatory prayers, which are requests that God punish or destroy his enemies. I don't know of any church in the community that performs such hateful practices. With regard to the boycott list, I had nothing to do with it, I've not seen it, and I don't want to see it. I don't eat at West of Paris primarily because of the snotty response the chef made about his right to serve anything he liked, regardless of what people thought about stuffing geese with grain until they die. The chef's angry rhetoric was surprisingly like Wilson's, one that shows that his crawling over cut glass total regard for basic civil and academic standards. The U.S. has had a long tradition of harmonious and constructive relations between private and public education. But for many years, Atwood's pastor, Doug Wilson, and members of his congregation have attacked public education in the most venomous ways. Before the controversy about Wilson's slavery booklet broke in October 2003, I was on cordial relations with Atwood, Wilson, and others in Christ Church. I spent at least 60 hours helping an NSA student on his thesis on Buddhism. At a talk I gave to NSA faculty and students in April 2000, I congratulated Wilson on the success of his schools, and I offered to help NSA students on the topic of Christian virtue ethics. On several occasions, I commended NSA and Logos School students for their achievements. A recent letter to the editor described how nice members of Christ Church are. Most of them are indeed, but I reserve the right to criticize their pastor if I believe he has done wrong. National condemnation of the Reverend Ted Haggart in no way reflects on the virtues or vices of his congregation. Atwood praises newly elected city councilman Tom Lamar for going directly to Wilson about his congregant Dave Glassbrook calling Lamar a bigot, one of the most hateful things I've experienced in my 35 years in Moscow. In the Daily News, Wilson agreed with Glassbrook's message, but not his method. And if Lamar is still a bigot in Wilson's eyes, what good did the visit accomplish? Atwood praises Lamar for following Sunday school ethics, but I submit that Wilson and Glassbrook do not follow any moral theory that I would support. Why should we, as Atwood urges, follow Lamar's example if the trash talking continues against us, who are, contrary to Atwood's insinuation, also people of conscience? Atwood invites anyone to have coffee with him, but he says that he will not talk to me unless I stop my axe grinding. Hateful prayers, trash talking, denying women the right to vote, and executing or exiling gays are fundamental issues about which I refuse to be silent. When community members criticize Christ Church member Paul Kimmel for infusing neo-Confederate ideas in a Chamber of Commerce presentation, Kimmel apologized. I challenge Wilson to repent for bringing these ugly ideas to Moscow in the first place. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check out the full online debate with Atwood at www.nickgeyer.com/atwooddebate.htm.